Good morning. It's 7:03 in the morning, March 25th. I'm in not my normal space. Today is the first full day of the Writer's Workshop here in Lincoln City, Oregon, out on the coast. I'm walking. I don't have my normal walking shoes on. I'm walking on concrete sidewalks. It's not too bad. It's also cold, and I don't have my parka. I kind of wish I'd brought it, because it's a bit nippy. So the first full meeting of our session, we got together last night, 7 p.m. We went till almost 10, no, it was 10 o'clock. It was almost 10:15, 10:30 before we got out of there. That's a late night for me. Some of you know that I get up early. Also means I go to bed early. That was a long day. It started at 4 a.m. Mountain time ended at 10:30. Well, actually, close to midnight. It was 11 o'clock, 11:30 by the time I got to bed last night. Three assignments the very first day, which is, you know, not unexpected. And they were really quite reasonable, I thought. A couple of people had a little bit of a problem. I've got a problem as well, but it isn't with the size of the assignments. The first one was we were studying accents in terms of trying to make characters come alive by giving them unique speech patterns. And he gave us an article, a two-page sample from a book. We're supposed to mark up the parts of the dialogue that we think are representative of an accent. And I've marked up some stuff. It was interesting for me to try to address this from a very clinical aspect of writing, where accent is not simply dialect, but accent also has to do with word choice. It has to do with sentence construction. So there were things that I was marking up that were perfectly good words. They weren't, you know, apostrophed, dropped G's or missing letters in the middle of the word. Actually, the choices of some of the words I counted as being a piece of accent, which I thought was an interesting thing, because it wouldn't have been something that I would have necessarily considered if we hadn't had the assignment. So it was only two pages. It didn't take very long. I read it a couple of different times. I had to go to the store and buy a highlighter so I'd have something to mark it up with. And we also had to have paper clips, which we didn't know about before. So I got a box of paper clips. I got some highlighters. It was 11 at 10:30 last night at the grocery store, because all the office supply stores in town were closed, but I needed them then. So that was an interesting influence. The other thing we've got to write before 7 p.m. tonight, we have to write four 500-word short story introductions, short story starters. And the setup is the same in all four, 500 words maximum, no more than 500 words. A woman, mother of two, local to the area, with her kids running wild in McDonald's. That's just the basic setup. So the mother, local native, two kids at McDonald's, kids are running wild. First one, set in England. Second one, set in Texas or Georgia. Third one, set in a Hispanic woman. The third one is a Hispanic. Fourth one is a Hispanic woman set in L.A. Oh, the third one is either Manhattan or the Bronx. The setup is the same. The only thing that changes is the setting. And we have to write four of these by 7 o'clock tonight. Now, it gets a little more complicated in that there's a a luncheon this afternoon at 2 that we're sort of expected to attend, where all of the local, it's a long-standing writer tradition here in coastal Oregon, where we're supposed to get together with other professional writers and have a luncheon. So yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, but so the whole idea is really interesting challenge in terms of accent, because I don't know what those accents might sound like. You know, I have some idea of what Georgia sounds like, but England, you know, I have to try to put my mind in Tony C. Smith's world and think about how what Tony C. Smith might sound like if he were a woman with 2 kids. He chuffed to bits, of course. Yes, is he quite? And so it was quite an interesting challenge. And I still have, and I know what the Bronx sounds like, and I'm not sure I really understand how they sound in Georgia or Texas. I mean, barbed wire, I understand barbed wire, all right. Barbed wire. Y'all know what barbed wire is? And I have kind of a stereotype impression of what kinds of accents there might be. And I have no idea, you know, only very rudimentary idea of what a Hispanic woman in L.A. might sound like, as compared to, for example, a Hispanic woman here in, here, not here, but at home in Greeley. It's not, it's not something, it's not, I'm aware of the fact that it's going to be different, but I have no idea what it might actually be. So this can be an interesting challenge, and I think that was the point of it, and the reason that he gave us the 4 that he gave us was that it was pretty much guaranteed somebody's not going to know one of them, and the challenge is how to fake it. That's the second assignment, and that's due tonight at 7 o'clock. The third assignment that we got last night was to write a short story. Now, you all know I hate short stories. But the challenge was to write a short story between 3,000 and 6,000 words for an anthology set in contemporary U.S. Well, actually, it could be contemporary anywhere. He didn't say U.S., he just said contemporary. For an anthology titled First Dates. Beyond that, it's up to us. We can write anything that we want. It just has to fit in an anthology titled First Dates. 3,000 to 6,000 words. This one's due on Tuesday, so I've got a couple of days to think about it. I need to ponder it a little bit. I can certainly do a first date. I'm just going to have to go, what an interesting story might be in the first date. Oh, and he gave us the 7-point outline for plot. And so we're going to have to make sure that whatever we turn in covers the appropriate numbers of plot points to satisfy the 7-point outline, because that's one of the criteria he'll be using to judge. So that'll be interesting. Okay, where am I? South Highway 101 and Southwest 50th Street. I've been walking about 9 minutes. I'm freezing my butt off. I'm going to turn around and walk back the other way. And so that's what our first day has been like. The place, the Anchor Inn. It's a charming place. I've put a picture up, a couple pictures up so far. The outside is a bit shocking. The inside matches. It's an eclectic collection of maritime memorabilia. There's art, there's sculpture, there's old pictures. There's prints on fabric, navy stuff.
Morning.
Beach signs. There's some pictures on my Flickr account. You can get to that by clicking the link in the on the page for any of my photographs. It'll take you to my Flickr account. I guess flickr.com/nwoa will take you there. But it's inside. There's this. It's a museum of collected stuff. And I'm careful not to call it collected crap, because I'm sure a lot of people would, but every single piece has something that's interesting or amusing or whimsical or something. And the rooms are the same way. Every single room is different. And the room is creaky wood floors. There's a step up to the bathroom that I have to be careful not to trip on in the middle of the night going to the can. Not that I got up a lot of times in the middle of the night. It was a very restless night, although I feel quite rested in spite of the fact that I wasn't in bed very long. I got up at 4 o'clock local time. So I've been up for 3 hours or so. And I've written 2 of the 4 500 word short story starters. I'm trying to figure out how I can get one of these short story starters that I'm writing now to be the short story that I'm going to write for the anthology. And maybe the first 2 I don't think are going to work. We've got 4 short story beginnings, 500 words. That's 500 words toward the 3,000 word goal that we're shooting for on Tuesday. It makes only a certain amount of sense to me. I mean, it doesn't have to be deathless prose. It just has to be a story. So, yeah, if I can take one of these beginnings and turn it into the story, that would be cool. So I did England and I did Georgia. I got New York, Manhattan or Bronx, and I've got the Latina. That one might have some potential. Either one of those 2 might actually work pretty well. I need to think about how I might approach that. And see if I can't. I mean, the whole point of this is to not only learn how to write better, but how to write smarter and faster. And if I can take my 10,000 word days and A, do them more frequently, like almost every day, even if I can do 5,000 words almost every day, that's a hell of a lot more than I've done in the last month. No, not quite, because I did do that short story for JR. This has some potential. This has some good stuff that might come from it. Gosh, it's chilly. I don't mind walking in the cold, but I really needed to bring a warmer jacket. Actually, I just need to go back. I've got some t-shirts, and I can layer up a little bit to try to get around the cold. It's not that big a deal. But we've got breakfast at 9. We've got coffee in the room. This is the first place I've ever been where the little coffee pot on the desk comes with a jar of beans and a coffee grinder. I mean, talk about hog heaven. This is it was quite a little shocker. You walk in and find a coffee pot, not unsurprising. And instead of the stupid packets of coffee. I find the coffee beans and a grinder. So it was great fun. And the coffee's not bad. I got it a little out of hand this morning in terms of overly strong, but that was good because I needed to get warmed up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So yeah, that was cool. Let's see. So I gotta do two more before 7 o'clock tonight. That shouldn't be too. I say that it shouldn't be too tough. I have to say, it was fun. It was invigorating. And as much as I'm not looking forward to having to write a short story by Tuesday, because A, I hate short stories. I think the challenge of being pushed to do that, being pushed to make those things come to be through through sheer force of will and grit, is probably exactly what I need to be doing. So from that aspect of it, I'm quite excited about what the day might bring. I've got to write 1,000 words before 7 o'clock. I've got to get that story started so that when the time comes, I'm not at the last minute panicking over trying to figure out how to make it all work. So this is Sunday. We're going to have a new coloring assignment this morning. There'll be more writing assignments tonight. I've got to try to figure out how to work in that extra 3,000 words between now and Tuesday night. And the answer is that really has to happen before we get to class tonight. I need to have some sort of idea about where that story might be going. But like I said, I've got to have two more 500 word story starters done before we go at 7. I've got two done now. I've got almost an hour, a little over an hour and a half before breakfast. Our morning session starts at 11. So, you know, could work. All right, I'm back. Ain't exactly my back gate, but tomorrow's another day. Perhaps I'll talk to you then. Oh, and happy anniversary, because today is the 1-year anniversary of talking on my morning walk. It's been an interesting year. I'm looking forward to another interesting year to come. And with that, tomorrow.